House responds after deadly tornadoes in Mississippi. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. At least 25 are dead, dozens are injured, and residents are reeling. The number of dead and injured expected to rise. The president saying the federal government will be there to help as long as it takes.
President Biden responded to those devastating tornadoes in Mississippi, releasing a statement from the White House saying that he has spoken to Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, also from local lawmakers and local citizens on the ground. He's also called his FEMA administrator and has authorized their full support for the people on the ground there.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson, Mississippi's governor issuing a state of emergency in all impacted counties. Former President Trump holding a rally today in Waco, Texas, addressing a possible upcoming indictment in New York City for financial crimes from Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
The District Attorney of New York, under the auspices and direction of the Department of Injustice in Washington, D.C., was investigating me for something that is not a crime, not a misdemeanor, not an affair. I never liked horseface.
A grand jury is considering whether to charge the third-time presidential candidate for an illegal hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels in 2016. Data security concerns prompting a bipartisan hearing for lawmakers regarding TikTok, the social media app. Republican Congressman Bill Johnson of Ohio on Fox News Live.
They've done really nothing to satisfy me that this is not just another spy tool of the Chinese. This is like an electronic version of the spy balloon.
TikTok CEO testifying, claiming they value the safety of its users and sharing plans to store Americans' data on servers maintained by Oracle. TikTok is owned by the Chinese company ByteDance. Lawmakers have been considering a ban of the app. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The search continues for possible survivors after an explosion at a Pennsylvania chocolate factory.
Some good news after the Friday evening explosion at the R.M. Palmer Chocolate Factory.
During the overnight recovery efforts, one person was located alive, and rescue workers continue to search for any other possible survivors.
West Reading Police Chief Wayne Holbin at a press conference Saturday. Unfortunately, at least two people confirmed dead and at least five people still unaccounted for. Mayor Samantha Cog says the rescue workers are getting a lot of community support.
We've had local businesses willing to donate food, dropping off coffee, Wawa. That's all we can really ask for at the moment.
She issued an emergency declaration to get more resources as workers use dogs and imaging equipment to go through the rubble. The cause of the explosion under investigation. Samantha Liebman, Fox News.
Actress Gwyneth Paltrow testifies in a civil suit against her about a skiing accident in Utah 7 years ago. Fox's Christina Coleman.
Terry Sanderson is suing actress Gwyneth Paltrow after claiming she was out of control on the slopes at an upscale Utah ski resort back in 2016. He says she ended up skiing into him, leaving him with brain damage and broken ribs. But Paltrow tried to shut down those claims when she took the witness stand. She insists the ski collision is not her fault. She says Sanderson ran into her from behind, and she also claimed that she wasn't sure if she was being violated. Paltrow also testified that she did not stay to check on Sanderson after the crash, reiterating that she thought that she was the victim in this case.
The actress is countersuing for $1 plus legal fees. UConn's record streak of reaching 14 straight Final Fours ended today when third-seeded Ohio State beat the number 2-seed Huskies 73-61 in the Sweet 16 of the women's NCAA tournament. The Huskies hadn't been eliminated this early since 2006. The Buckeyes ending their own Elite Eight drought, Ohio State not making a regional final since 1993. I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.